Welcome to the guiding light of centering. The essence of marriage is bringing out each other's smiling child, each other's neshama state of mind throughout your lives together. This is the primary reason that Hashem brought your lives together. Because through this smiling child and your neshama state of mind, you create an ongoing relationship of love and trust and caring for each other, and a wonderful environment for children to grow up in and create their own lives and families. The Torah marriage does not exist anywhere else in the universe, just within the Dalet Amos of your homes and your relationship. And one of the most important concepts you will learn and practice to achieve this goal of bringing out each other's smiling child and your own as well is called centering. Centering will guide you to create this relationship of security and inner comfort and peacefulness, where you'll be able to communicate from the center of your being, able to hear each other deeply and respond in a calm and clear, thoughtful way, always being sensitive to the feelings of your spouse and your own feelings as well. Always protecting each other's inner smiling child and creating this neshama state of mind. You will also discover that because of the environment that centering creates, it enables you to discuss issues in a calmer, more thoughtful way that will prevent feelings from spinning out of control. You'll find that conflicts will be reduced drastically and perhaps even completely, because centering, you will discover, reduces the triggers, as we call them. And once you learn centering in your own marriage, you'll use it everywhere in your life. It's a wonderful discovery that Chazal, that Torah, gives us. So with this, let's move on to the guiding light of centering.